Well, I guess now the son should read about himself a little bit. This is childhood one. These were among my first thoughts on earth, that I had been put here as some kind of reward, given a gift for being what I was, and I loved my bike as an emissary from that power to give me gifts. I talked to my bike, praising it for moving at the command of my pedaling and steering in the right direction at my touch. The sidewalk lying flat and still in expectation of the bike cooperated with the powers that be, and no one stood in its path to topple me over. The wind brushing against my face was like the hand of approval. Where then was the change hiding, the hidden change? I never thought the bike betrayed me, nor the sidewalk, nor the wind, but now I see them simply as means, and the betrayer is me. I cannot call the bike an emissary, it's a tool. The sidewalk is a path, the wind is a current of air. We are not talking to each other or communicating that I'm aware of, but what does it matter, I tell myself, as long as I am free to use them for my delight. But I am alone in my pleasures. I am not the child of anyone. For as I see myself growing, the bike shrinks in size, and the sidewalk fills with cracks and bumps. The wind on my face in cold weather chills me. And when I eat, I know it is because of appetite. I have become something else to myself, other than with the bike, the sidewalk, and the wind. Because the bike never is hungry, the sidewalk and the wind, because the bike never is hungry, nor does the sidewalk ever have to go to bed. And sometimes the wind stops blowing and does not exist for me, which would have frightened me about myself earlier. While the wind never is frightened, I never hear it speak about itself, as I am beginning to speak about myself. And I know there is something about me very different. And sometimes I am panicky about it, but more often I am glad, because I have something else to turn to in pleasure, and that is myself, which always is with me. But I am alone, because a tree looks lonely to me now, standing by itself, whereas early I had thought it beautiful, telling me what I felt about myself too, that I was, that we both were. Now it looks lonely, but I know that again is my thinking, and thinking is my pleasure and my burden too. I am all alone, and so I have turned to another like myself, and find him happy to turn to me too. And now I am growing up still more as we begin to differ on the games we should be playing, or the places to visit on our bikes, or the time to go home to dinner. I become lonely again and defensive, myself needing to be defended as the only absolute friend and sharer in myself. But I know that each of us feels the same as we exchange smiles often and talk together from time to time with gentleness and kidding, and wait for the voices of our parents to call us separately to dinner.